This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Sandra Day O'Connor, the first woman to serve on the U.S. Supreme Court and the justice who held the court's center for more than a generation, died on Friday. She was 93. From the early 1990s until her retirement in 2005, O'Connor was the indisputable swing justice, often casting the deciding vote in the court's most contentious cases. Her lack of a consistent judicial philosophy rankled some people, but others praised her practical bent as a moderating influence. She sometimes sided with the court's conservative justices, approving taxpayer-funded vouchers for students at religious schools, voting to end the 2000 Florida recount in the presidential election between George W. Bush and Al Gore, and advocating for states' rights against federal control. But O'Connor joined with the court's liberals in upholding affirmative action in college admissions, approving the creation of more congressional districts with African-American voters in the majority, and keeping a wall of separation between government and religion. When O'Connor was nominated for Supreme Court Justice, she was unanimously confirmed by the Senate 99-0. As the first woman justice on the U.S. Supreme Court, her every action was scrutinized, attention that she would later say was intimidating. O'Connor said, "It's thrilling, in a way, to be the first to do something, the first woman ever to serve on the court. But it's dreadful if you're the last, and if I don't do the job well, that's what would happen." O'Connor's appointment as the first woman justice not only made history, it also prodded states to start putting women on their Supreme Courts. But O'Connor recoiled at the thought that a woman would decide cases differently. She was fond of quoting a letter from a supporter who wrote, "Dear Justice O'Connor, don't be intimidated by all those men and especially the Chief Justice. You put on your robes the same way." A federal judge has directed Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks to cut much of Montana's wolf trapping season in half due to evidence that traps and snares set for wolves unintentionally capture grizzly bears, which are federally protected under the Endangered Species Act. U.S. District Court Judge Donald Malloy wrote that the Flathead Lolo Bitterroot Citizen Task Force and Wild Earth Guardians established a reasonably certain threat of imminent harm to grizzly bears should Montana's wolf trapping and snaring seasons proceed as planned. Judge Malloy directed the state to scrap its current season plans for most of the state in favor of more conservative start and end dates. The state's Fish and Wildlife Commission in 2021 adopted a floating start date to provide some assurance that grizzly bears would be in their dens before wolf traps and snares were set inside occupied grizzly bear habitat. FWP has recorded more than 20 instances of grizzlies being caught in traps set for other animals since 1988, and an expert for the plaintiffs has documented numerous other examples of such incidents. Grizzly bear biologists have demonstrated an increase in the number of bears exhibiting trap-like injuries since wolf trapping was legalized. Grizzly bear biologists noted that in 2021 alone, four different bears were missing body parts, including four legs and toes, likely due to being caught in traps. Other injuries that can arise from capture in traps and snares include limb fractures and dislocations, as well as tooth and gum damage. Judge Malloy wrote, "Each of these untoward events would violate Section 9 of the Endangered Species Act," adding that trapping or capturing an endangered species is an unlawful take, even if the action does not cause injury or mortality. Judge Malloy's order narrows the 2023-24 wolf trapping season's start and end dates while the lawsuit proceeds. Per his order, wolf trapping and snaring cannot begin until January 1st and will end February 15th in FWP's five westernmost regions, including Hill, Blaine, and Phillips counties. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.